Welcome to Beacon Retirement Strategies with Pete Benson and John Maxson. It's the money show about you, your retirement, and the financial plan to get you where you want to be. Pete and John are co-owners of Beacon Capital Management, a financial advisory firm serving Middle Tennessee retirees and pre-retirees for over 18 years. They're the authors of four financial books, and you've seen them on Fox Business, CNBC, Forbes, Yahoo Finance, and News Channel 4. This is Beacon Retirement Strategies with Pete Benson and John Maxson, the show to help you retire well.
Welcome to another edition of Beacon Retirement Strategies. Pete Benson, John Maxson, your hosts here today. We are so glad that you have chosen to join us, and we have a rock star show planned for you. We're going to talk today about seven habits of highly successful retirees. Many of you remember years ago, Stephen Covey had written that great, successful book read by many, many people. I mean, millions of people, called Seven Habits of Highly Effective or Successful People. I ask you, have you read it? Chances are many of you have. I did for the first time over 25 years ago. I am that old. It is a bestseller in self-help category. And today, John, we have chosen to use this as kind of our subject of seven habits that we've run into of highly successful retirees.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, the fact that you read that 25 years ago and that that book has been around that long is pretty amazing.
It is.
But great book. I've read it as well. Seven Habits of Highly Effective or Successful People. And so we want to talk about that today because people a lot of times have questions, especially as we get into volatility in the market and the economy. There's a lot of uneasiness right now. Are we having a banking crisis? Are we in the middle of one? Where are things headed? Is inflation finally coming down? What's the Fed going to do? Well, the truth is, you can have really solid answers on all that. But Pete, everything starts with this first point. And that is, in any environment, but in particular in environments like this right now, you need to have a written retirement or financial plan.
Yeah, it's your roadmap, folks, and we say it here a lot. If you're a regular listener, you've heard us say it a lot, but us saying it and you hearing it doesn't mean that you have one. And we really want you to take action to get a written retirement financial plan. It's your roadmap. It's like GPS to whatever destination you want to go to that gives you play-by-play exactly how to get from where you're at to where you want to be. So you can feel, as much as anyone can be, successful in getting to where you want to go with your finances, whether retirement is a long ways off, whether you're already retired, or, you know, especially those of you who are maybe 5 to 6 years from retirement, this is key.
Yeah, absolutely. And so when you talk about having this written plan, it's amazing to me, Pete. We sit down with people all the time and we'll ask them if they can provide a written plan. And how many people would you say are actually can come into our office and are close to retirement, in retirement, thinking about retirement, and yet don't have that written plan where they can show us?
I mean, really, it's only a handful that actually come in that have, and that's over two decades, John.
Yeah. And so when you talk about, like, let me give you a couple of examples in terms of a written plan. Like, you know, do your investments have purpose? For example, what's the purpose of most investments when you retire? Well, if you're retired or close to retirement, unless you've got more money than you know what to do with in terms of, you know, pension and Social Security, do you have a written income plan? That's a key part of written plan, but it's only one part. It still amazes me that in today's day and age that there's an overwhelming majority of people that are close to or in retirement that live in the fear of not having enough income. And that's because they don't have this written plan.
Absolutely. Every part of your plan, and it's kind of like a puzzle, and there's all these puzzle pieces, they all need to have a purpose. And as life changes and your age changes and your needs change, those purposes are going to change along with it. So again, having a written retirement financial plan, let me just ask you, as you meet with your financial advisor, are they able to show you a written plan that shows that your money is going to last through the rest of your life, you know, even if you live to be 90 to 100 years old? Folks, maybe you're just joining us, jumping in the car, going out, doing some errands today. We are talking about 7 habits of highly successful retirees. You're listening to Beacon Retirement Strategies. Number 1 is have a written financial plan. Number 2, John, and this really plays in right now in this economy, have a risk assessment plan. What is that exactly? Yeah.
Well, it's really risk on everything to do with anything financial that touches your life. But your portfolio, for example, should match your tolerance for risk, and your risk tolerance is not always going to stay the same. So, you know, people would mostly acknowledge, Pete, that when you're working, you're more aggressive, right? Mm-hmm. You're more growth oriented. And then when you retire, you want to have a more conservative posture that's geared towards income. You want to be more conservative. But the truth is, a lot of people that we sit down with don't make that shift. Nothing really changes. And, you know, you take like last year, there was a lot of people that in one of the, you know, fastest increasing interest rate environments we've seen, certainly in our career, mm-hmm. Fed raising rates multiple times, raised them a couple times this year, going to keep going. Well, that depends on who you talk to. But I sat down with a client just this last week who had tremendous risk in terms of their duration risk of their bonds and had taken some really large losses last year because their advisor was not talking to them about the risk associated with what they thought was their quote unquote conservative strategy.
Yeah, absolutely. And folks, when we do an analysis for callers that call in from the radio show that are potential clients, we talk about different kinds of risk, and we do this variance score that shows how much, if the market goes way down, how much you stand to lose based on your current holdings. And that's something we'd love to make available to you. The number to call is 615-488-9303. But folks, it's not just stock market risk. Mm-hmm. It's also healthcare risk. And what is the risk if one of us takes sick and ends up in a nursing home? And how much is that going to cost? And then, you know, there's tax risk and there's inflation risk and there's income risk. There's just a lot of different categories of risk that we talk about. Stock market risk is certainly the one that typically comes to mind most of all. Longevity risk, that's another thing. What if somebody lives beyond their life expectancy another 5 or 10 years? Do we know that we've got a game plan in place for that? So having a risk assessment plan is very, very important. And after the fact, and then reacting to it is not the best course of action.
Yeah. And you know, you talk about risk analysis. We also do this thing called a stress test that will do exactly what you're talking about. And Pete, you know, I spoke at a little seminar the other day, and I asked, there's probably about 40 people in the room. And I said, just by show of hands, I went into just sort of a brief synopsis of what a risk analysis and a stress test was and showed them visually what that looks like in our analysis. And I said, how many of you have actually had your current advisor go through this so you really understand your risk in this market? And there was not one hand that went up in that room, not one hand. And so then I asked, how many of you are somewhat uneasy about what's happening and think this information would be something that you would want to get your hands on before something potentially happens? Every hand in the room went up. But you know what it takes is you've got to be willing to take some action to actually take the time to make a phone call or go to see someone who can put this information into your hands.
Yeah, if you call us right now, in fact, we would love to custom design for you what we call a comprehensive retirement plan, just what we've talked about. There's no cost, of course, no obligation. If you'd like for us to do this for you, here's what you would expect.
First, we're going to do a very detailed risk analysis and a fee analysis. I mean, fees are something you really, really need to understand. Right now, of all times, it's really important that you understand that. You understand your fees, you understand your risks. Secondly, we're going to work on a custom tax analysis. Taxes, in our view, are going to be going up. And believe it or not, there are ways that you could potentially save tens of thousands of dollars in needless taxes over a period of time.
Thirdly, we want to build for you that lifetime income plan, that written retirement plan for retirement, using proven strategies to show you exactly how much income that you can generate in retirement and how long it will last. It's a lot of value. What you have to do is pick up the phone right now, dial 615-488-9303. 615-488-9303.
Well, folks, we're hearing a lot about high inflation, but is there anything you can do about it? We have great news to share with you about that right here on Beacon Retirement Strategies.
This is Beacon Retirement Strategies, and if you're ready to retire with confidence, call right now, 615-488-9303. That's 615-488-9303.
Good morning, Pete Benson, John Maxson, Beacon Retirement Strategies right here in Middle Tennessee, serving this area for over two decades. We are so glad that you have joined us here today as we talk about the all-important topic of seven habits of highly successful retirees. Have you ever thought, like, what are the habits and what are the decisions and the things that successful people in retirement that are smiling, that are traveling, that are playing golf and enjoying their life, what have they done that I need to do in order for me and my family, my spouse perhaps, to have a successful retirement? Well, the first two were to have a written retirement plan. That's very, very important. And then a risk plan. Now, John, we're going into number three, and boy, that hits the bullseye of the target in this environment. How about having an inflation plan?
Yeah, I'll tell you what, inflation is something that, you know, people are talking about all the time. And of course, we were told through the pandemic and moving forward, it was just a transition. It was only going to be here for a brief period of time. And that transition probably now has lasted even longer than COVID. But the bottom line is inflation right now, it's not small. It's really, really large. It's affecting people in some really destructive ways. You know, you take just what people are spending at the grocery store. You know, Pete, I have three boys. Two of them are teenagers. One's 12. So but he eats like a teenager. I mean, groceries are just absolutely astronomical compared to where they were just a year ago. What we're paying at the pump, everything is going up. And so when you think about inflation, you need to have a plan when inflation is high, like it is now, and even if it gets back to what the Fed's core level of inflation. And here's the reason why. You really cannot just think about your retirement, or you shouldn't, and just in terms of a few years, because for many people, if not most, depending on their health, of course, you know, it's likely to last 20 years or more for a lot of you.
Yeah, I love what Ronald Reagan said. Inflation is as violent as a mugger, as frightening as an armed robber, and as deadly as a hitman. I mean, he understood that this is a serious thing. And if inflation's 6 to 7% and you've got too much money sitting there doing very little, then you're falling behind. And for retirees, the inflation rate on what they purchase at their age is typically higher than what it is for some younger people. Travel, the costs have gone way up. Have you gotten a plane ticket lately? Stayed at a hotel? Pay for food, eating out? All those things have gone up. And other things that they need, like healthcare costs and so on. So we have a couple of strategies here. One, action plans. Get your conservative monies earning more. Look at how much you have sitting there. Maybe it's $50,000, $100,000, $200,000, $300,000 that's earning very little. And the good news is, the silver lining is that we're able to find some really good conservative options for you that pay a really good rate of return.
Yeah, I read an article just this last week that stated there was billions of dollars of investor dollars, retail investor dollars, just sitting on the sidelines because people just kind of know what to do right now. I mean, the market's been volatile. You listen to one analyst and he says, well, we're starting in the beginning stages of a new bull market. You listen to another one that says, you know, we still have some downward moves and people just don't know what to do. So they're sort of frozen. And so when I was reading this article, you think about billions of dollars sitting there, probably earning significantly less than inflation. That is something that you want to address. In fact, one of the ways, folks, you can do that is we have a free resource at beaconcm.com called Inflation in Retirement. You can download that for free. And one of the things we believe here is that information is power. But this thing on inflation is a big deal. Folks, if you're just joining us today, we're talking about 7 habits of highly successful retirees. The first one is have a written plan. The second one is to know what your risk is right now, to have a risk assessment. And then the third that we just finished, Pete, is this whole idea of having a plan for inflation. So the fourth one we want to get into, Pete, which is also really important, is a diversification plan.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's different kinds of diversification. There's diversification of your growth money. There's diversification of all of your monies in general. There's even tax diversification, like part of your money being taxable now, some of it later, some of it never, that kind of thing. So successful retirees look at diversification as a weapon against all the things that kind of come against their retirement enjoyment. So if you want to be successful, have a plan for diversification. Do you know that you are properly diversified? And again, one of the things that our analysis that we'd love to do for you, if you call into our show at 615-488-9303, is that we will do a diversification plan for you and show you how much you have in bonds. John mentioned, you know, that many people have allocation to things that are hurting them right now. How much do you have? It will also tell how much money is sitting in cash, earning very little money. Knowing what that is, very, very important. So, do you have proper diversification? And John, one of the things that we've preached around here for as long as I think Beacon has existed is asset class diversification. Just kind of give a description of what that is.
Yeah, well, we believe fundamentally that there's not one asset class that's bad or not one asset class that everyone should have. But we also believe that all asset classes give you different characteristics. So, for example, you know, the three basic characteristics in our view of investment are return, conservation, or you could say protection of your money, and liquidity. And so you're trying to combine those three characteristics, but you shouldn't have, in our view, everything in something that's growth, because if you have everything in growth, you're going to have more volatility and you're not going to have secure income. And we want people to have secure income. But you don't want to have everything in secure income or principal protection or conservation because, again, to your point, you could live a long time and you need to have an inflation hedge and growth. And so having different asset classes where it's a combination of these three characteristics, and Pete, you really can have that, but most people go from one extreme to the other. They either take no risk or very little risk, right? And they don't keep up with inflation, or they take too much risk in retirement. They don't secure their income. And it's all about beating the market, which, you know, is certainly something that you want to do on some of your money. But the rules are different when you're retired, which is why we think you need asset class diversification.
Yeah. So diversification, not being properly diversified, is a risk in itself. So if things like market volatility, inflation, and a potentially looming recession make you feel like your retirement is at risk, you're not alone. Do you really know exactly how much risk your portfolio will withstand? At Beacon Capital Management, we would love to offer you a free risk analysis. This is a comprehensive complimentary checkup to help you discover things like how much risk you're currently taking on and how that risk could affect your future.
Yeah, even if you already have someone that's managing your portfolio, what we'd like to do is offer you this free risk analysis as a second opinion on your portfolio in this market, currently where we're at. Here's how it works. We're going to meet with you. We're going to gather some basic information. It's not going to monopolize your life or anything like that. And then once we have that information, we run some reports and we get back with you with our findings and our recommendations. So essentially, we do all the heavy lifting and you get the information for you and your family at no cost or no obligation.
And to schedule this, you have to take a little bit of action. Just pick up that phone. It's not too heavy. And dial 615-488-9303. That's 615-488-9303. 9303. You can also, if it's easier, go to beaconcm.com and request a meeting there.
Yep. Well, how can I create a more tax-friendly and tax-efficient future with my investments? Great news. We have some action plans to share about that right here on Beacon Retirement Strategies.
Thanks for listening to Beacon Retirement Strategies. Are you concerned about higher taxes taking a bite out of your retirement savings? Well, we've developed a great free resource titled The 4 Steps to Save on Taxes in Retirement. It's a free digital download, and it's available by calling 615-488-9303.
Welcome back. Pete Benson, John Maxson, your host today on Beacon Retirement Strategies. And today's topic is about what are the 7 habits of highly successful retirees. Have you ever looked at certain people or known people that just seem to be having a ball in retirement? They seem to travel and do all the things they want. They're happy. You see pictures of them on social media out to a restaurant with friends and just living it up. And you're like, how can I have the confidence for that? That's exactly what we are giving you here today. And so we're talking about various things that really give these people that you look at that kind of confidence and success in their retirement. So number 5, a tax strategy plan. And so this is tax season for many of you. You've been gathering all your documents up in that. And I'm sure that you have a tax preparer. Maybe you're the tax preparer, but many of you may be using someone else. But John, we're not talking about here just a tax preparer, are we?
No, not at all. We're talking about what we call a forward-looking tax plan. Here's the example that I use. If you're driving down the road in your car and you look in the rearview mirror is pretty small, right? And it's kind of looking behind you. When you go to get your taxes done, we're in the middle of tax season right now. You take your tax information to your CPA, your tax preparer, and they're looking in the rearview mirror. They're looking at last year. That time has already passed. And what they're trying to do within the tax codes, they're trying to find you some write-offs to reduce your income so that you pay less in taxes. And that's a good thing, okay? What a forward-looking tax plan is where you're looking through the front windshield. And you know, Pete, the front windshield is a whole lot bigger than the rearview mirror. And you're looking at the front and you're saying, where do I think taxes are headed? Well, let's talk about that. $32.5 trillion national debt. I happen to think taxes are going to be going up. There's some definite changes that are coming after the current tax codes in 2025, which is just around the corner. And so if you can look at the future and apply tax rules that give you some benefits today and are going to benefit you not just this year or next year, but throughout retirement, that would be a good thing to take advantage of.
Yeah, absolutely. And having taxes in the future is like having a debt on your retirement monies. So if you spend a dollar, you might only get to keep 70 cents and 30 of it goes somewhere else. And you know where that somewhere else is. And it's not just your children's pocket or your grandkids. It's the government. And so having a tax plan, what if you could lessen the burden for later when you're on a fixed income and we don't know what tax rates are going to be? The thing about it is that this is a debt that you owe, but literally they can change the interest rate on that debt for you. That's your tax rate at any time. And a lot of the greatest deductions go away during your younger years. And then when you get retired, a lot of people don't realize that you know, their taxes can go up actually because of those things going away. So folks, if you are just now joining us today, we are talking about 7 habits of highly successful retirees. We've covered things like have a written retirement plan. That's so important. A risk assessment plan. We'd love to do that for you. And an inflation plan, a diversification plan, and a tax strategy plan. Do you have these things? Well, John and I wrote a book several years ago called Money Enough for Life. If you would like a copy of that, you can text the word book, B-O-O-K, to 615-488-9303. You can also call it, but you can text book to 615-488-9303. And actually, each of the topics that we're discussing here today, these seven habits, are touched on in that book. So, John, let's go on to number six.
Yeah, number six is an important one, and that is, do you have an estate plan? Yes, it's amazing, Pete. I was talking to Ryan, the estate attorney that we work with here, and I'm not sure where he got these numbers, but Ryan is obviously very, very good at what he does. And he told me that the average American, or about 65% of Americans, have no formal estate documents whatsoever. So they work an entire lifetime to build wealth and to build savings and to enjoy retirement. And then they don't spend time actually protecting it, which is really what an estate plan is. And you need an estate plan on all of your assets, or you could get the court involved. And, you know, nobody wants to get the courts involved with their estate plan. And you can't wait until something happens. You know, Pete, you and I are, you know, much younger than a lot of our clients. Well, I am anyway. I'm not sure about you. You and I have done estate planning, and, you know, we're still working. And for people who are retired that have not done that type of planning, you need to get what the options are. And there's so many things you can do that help your family.
Yeah. In fact, you know, sadly, my 53-year-old cousin up in Canada just passed away, single man, and my cousin, his sister, is now dealing with that, and he had no estate plan, no will, no trust, no anything. And the amount of time and agony and everything when you're already dealing with that death is going to be so difficult for her, as I've been communicating with her over these last few days. And folks, it's so easy, and we really make it easy. In fact, we pay to have a resource available to our clients that can help with that right here in our office. Many people don't have that. In fact, as we tape this here in our studio, here at our office, Ryan Knight, our estate planning attorney's office, is about 30 feet from where I'm standing right now. So if you come to our office, he's right here. And he will meet with you at no charge for the first meeting, at least, to just review your situation and talk to you and talk about, is a will adequate, and what kind of will should that be, and what should it look like, and how much information should be there, and what about powers of attorney, a health care power of attorney, a living will, all of these things. Jane Bryant Quinn said, you own stuff, you will die, someone will get that stuff. And you could be 10 years old, 30 years old, or 95 years old, but the Bible says life is but a vapor. It's here for a short time, and then it vanishes away. And while we have life and breath, this is the time to get that kind of thing done. So we've talked here in this section about a tax strategy and an estate plan.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, the other thing that I would say to people along with this estate idea is, you know, some people are going to have tax issues. You know, you may be asking yourself, what can I do to save on taxes and ensure that I'm not overpaying on taxes? Nobody wants to overpay on taxes. Who wants to leave a tip with your taxes? You may be saying, look, I don't like it, but I'll have to pay taxes I owe, and I certainly don't want to leave that tip. Well, if that's true of you, then we want to encourage you to get our tax savings analysis here at Beacon Capital Management. This analysis is going to reveal the different tax saving strategies that are available to you and your family. It's an easy process. You give us some basic information about your retirement portfolio, we'll run it through the tax savings analysis.
Yeah, we'll also explore how you might be able to avoid hefty tax bill later in years to come. We'd also like to see how you could save money in your fees that go along with that. So in the fees that you're currently paying, and what this analysis is done for some of the people that have responded to our radio show and done this and taken action on some of these steps. It's saved thousands of dollars per year. And literally for some, it's actually been in the tens of thousands. And we want to do that for you with this tax savings analysis. Again, you can get that free analysis by calling 615-488-9303. Again, it's free, no obligation at all. It'll show you what your tax burden is in the years to come. 615-488-9303. 9303.
Well, what can be done about the high cost of health care, Medicare, and long-term care? That's the hot topic coming up right here on Beacon Retirement Strategies.
You're listening to Beacon Retirement Strategies, and when it comes to retirement, none of us want to retire and feel like we've missed something. If there's one thing we know, it's that retiring successfully never happens by accident. That's why we developed the Retirement Income Planning Checklist. Get your free copy today by calling 615-488-9303.
Welcome back to Beacon Retirement Strategies. I'm Pete Benson. I'm here with John Maxson. We are the founders of Beacon Capital Management, and we've been hosting this radio show for a lot of years. We enjoy empowering people with information that they need, and today's topic is about how to be highly successful. What are the habits of highly successful retirees when it comes to their retirement? And we're going to go into the next one, John, which is number 7, before we review all of them. And that is having a really strong health care plan. Medical costs in retirement, we know, are really, they are a big deal to the clients that we work with.
Yeah, health care costs are going up at a staggering rate, much higher than even the inflation that we're in right now. You know, we're inflation's hitting us at the grocery store and the gas pump and everything else, but then hitting us, and in particular retirees in healthcare, for many years. So you need to have some money set aside for healthcare so you don't get wiped out by an unexpected healthcare emergency. In fact, you know, there are articles that indicate that an average couple in America today, outside of long-term care, outside of, you know, Medicare and that type of thing, could pay anywhere from $150,000 to $250,000 in additional health care costs. I mean, that's like buying a condo or something like that. That's a lot of money. And so do you have a budget for that? You know, what if you could do things like lower the cost of your Medicare supplement? You know, how about a cost-effective long-term care plan? You know, Pete, long-term care is estimated that 70% of people in America are going to need it. 70%. So that's a massive number. But surveys also indicate that less than 7%, or a very small percentage by comparison, have actually planned for it. And so planning for things like this is very important.
Yeah, it really is. And John, you had to remind me, and of course the listeners, of you know, that I'm a little bit older, earlier in the show. Well, Medicare supplement and long-term care is a big deal. And so at 64 years old, you know, I'm getting close to deciding or having to make a decision here in the next year on...
Next year's the year.
That's right. Medicare and all that goes along with that. And the good news, John, is we have a resource, and his name is Frankie Merritt, and he is our health care specialist here. And I'm going to be sitting him down and grilling him on all that I need to know. You can do the same, folks. And I've already gone ahead, my wife and I both, and we have a really strong long-term care plan. Both of my parents ended up in the nursing home, and so I've seen how much money that takes and how agonizing that is and what it does to the remaining spouse when it happens to the first person, which was my dad, and then what, you know, for my mom. And so having this, folks, is very, very important. It's really about protecting the rest of your wealth. And so you need to look at this because, John, we have some numbers down here in our notes of some of the costs right here in Middle Tennessee for just home care and long-term care.
Yeah, and it's much more significant than what people think, especially if you end up in a facility that you would want to be treated in. And that's not to degrading facilities, but let's be honest. We all know that there's a difference in the quality of care depending on the price tag for most people. So when you look at things, depending on the location, and there's some other factors, home care right now can cost in the $50,000 a year range. That's for home care. That used to be nursing home care. Now that's the cost of home care in some facilities. The cost of an assisted living facility can range $50,000 to $75,000 a year. And then in nursing homes, it can be over $100,000 a year, especially if you end up in like a memory care situation or something like that. So those costs can go up astronomically really quickly in particular if you're not prepared and you haven't planned for it.
Yeah, the bad news is, folks, that if you don't have an outside plan, your plan is to self-pay and the costs are enormous. But there are some really innovative, great plans here around today that we get to work with and help clients with and that I've used for my own self. I call it kind of a Swiss Army knife healthcare plan, you know, that does many different things. You can have one product that can provide great long-term care protection, also fit the bill for doing some of that tax planning that we talked about, and at the same time, desirable income, and guess what? Even have a death benefit that can benefit a spouse or the children or anything like that. So it's like a Swiss Army knife product, and we'd love to talk to you more about that. But John, let's review. We're talking about the 7 habits of highly successful retirees. We just finished healthcare plan, which was number 7, but let's go over the first 6 just to remind the listeners one last time.
Well, the first one is to have a written plan. Have a written retirement plan. This is going to include things like a written income plan. You know, if you've got a written plan, you've got a roadmap. You've got something that can follow you throughout all phases of your retirement. And if you need to make adjustments, you can make adjustments. But if you don't have a plan to start with, you don't even know what you're adjusting.
Yeah, and then do a thorough risk assessment. And we'll do that for you. If you reach out to us, we'd love to do that and show you the risk on your market money, your tax money, your longevity and health care and other risks that you have that you may not even know that you have.
Yeah, and then the third one is to have a diversification plan. And we look at diversification a lot differently than a lot of folks. Yes, you need to have a diversified portfolio, but what we talk about, Pete, is having asset class diversification. And then you need to then review all of your risk regularly, which is really important in particular in environments like this right here. And then we ended the sections that we went over with estate planning, having an estate plan, and then a tax strategy, and then finally a healthcare plan. But if people wanted to know more information about any of these topics, Pete, they can call us. But we've also got some pretty unique opportunities coming up.
Yeah, absolutely. And that is that we do educational events that John referenced earlier that are going to talk about all these subjects. They're lunch seminars, and there's a lot of noise out there, a lot of opinions, in some cases, downright bad advice when it comes to planning for retirement, that those people who take their advice, it's not going to be a successful retirement. And especially in downturns like this, people are especially nervous. Maybe you're nervous. But if you know where to look, there's always opportunities. In fact, there's certain types of stocks, companies, strategies that typically thrive in this economic environment that we're in. And at Beacon Capital Management, we want to make sure that you have this information. So we'd like to cordially invite you to a free educational lunch seminar coming up very, very soon, even this very week and the week after. So you get a really nice lunch and you learn about all these things that we've talked about here today and how it might impact your retirement. You get to shake our hand, ask questions live, that kind of thing. And our goal is to address the concerns that you have. We even ask you for things that you are concerned about, so we can talk about it in that seminar. It doesn't cost you anything, and we'd love to be able to help you. So there's dates that are coming up and locations nearby with zero pressure. And the way for you to get the information so that you can get signed up is two different ways. You can call 615-488-9303, or you can text RSVP. Again, text RSVP to that same number, 615-488-9303. It's going to give you a couple of prompts. You give your name and whatever, and we'll reach out to you, tell you one that's closest to you, that's upcoming, that works with your schedule, and we hope to see you there.
Well, folks, our time is up for this week. Thanks for joining us this morning. We hope you've had as much fun as we have sharing our thoughts and ideas with you. Again, feel free to call us anytime, 615-488-9303 to see how we can help you and your family. You can also visit us online at beaconcm.com. There's a lot of resources out there to download. Until next week, I'm John Maxson with Pete Benson from Beacon Capital Management. Thanks for listening to Beacon Retirement Strategies. And remember this, peace of mind in retirement requires a plan.
Investment advisory services offered through Beacon Capital Management, LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. Beacon Capital Management, LLC is not affiliated with any other entity referenced in this broadcast. This is for general information only and is not intended to provide specific investment advice or recommendations for any individual. Investing involves risk, including potential loss of principal. Insurance products and services are offered through Beacon Insurance and Health, LLC, Beacon Insurance, an affiliate of Beacon Capital. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing carrier. This radio show is a paid placement.